Let's see. Finish this sentence for me. I fell on the ice and broke my neck. I didn't break it, but I...
Almost.
Okay. Now, a penny is what?
A penny?
Uh-huh. A penny is 1 cent. Okay. And a dime is?
10 cents.
Okay. He has lived here ever, what, 1960?
Ever since.
Uh-huh. A greeting on December the 25th is what Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called?
Hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and?
Mary.
Our first president was George?
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they get?
Married.
After the man caught a cold, he became very? Came like this and couldn't talk.
Horse.
Okay. If you want to send a message to someone, you what him a letter?
Write.
To go to New York, you might what on a train?
Ride on a train?
Mm-hmm. A cowboy rides on a?
Horse.
The parts of a tree that are underground are its?
Roots.
You strike a match to start a?
Fire.
The soft, thick black stuff that collects in a chimney is?
Soot.
Milk comes from a?
Cow.
Your parents are your what and your what?
Mother and father.
Unpackaged material is material that is bought in? That's kind of a bad question, too. Well, now we buy peanut butter in a jar, but years ago when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, we bought it in?
Bulk?
Yeah.
That word?
Yeah. Can you?
In the empty stores and stores like that, by the pound.
Really?
Uh-huh. They just dipped it out of a big container of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And just whatever amount you wanted, half pound or pound.
Gee. Well, was it good? Did it taste better?
Delicious.
I bet it had a lot more peanuts and a lot less of that, you know, other kind of vegetable oils.
It really tasted like
peanuts?
Fresh peanuts, yes.
Uh-huh. I bet that was good. I've been thinking about making some in a blender sometime, but I've never done it, you know. But I just think it'd be fun. Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are what?
Birds.
The opposite of black is?
White.
If you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she is a sweet little?
Girl.
A wagon has 4?
Wheels.
If you had a 5-year-old grandson, you might say that he is a smart little?
Boy.
Before he went fishing, he dug some?
Worms.
The opposite of rich is?
Poor.
She kept her coins in a small change?
Purse.
A boy named William might be nicknamed?
Bill? Billy?
Okay.
Billy?
Who's afraid of the big bad?
Wolf.
Before you can plant your crops, you have to plow the?
Field.
We planted some turnips and lettuce in the?
Garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called?
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of?
A highway?
Uh-huh.
Concrete?
Uh-huh. The state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are is?
Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to?
Help.
The opposite of wide is?
Narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I just?
Can't.
Keep on watching that tape, see if we can have enough. Another name for an automobile is a?
Car.
Your mother's sister would be?
Aunt.
Okay. Before they lay their eggs, birds build?
Nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
Desk.
These are two?
This.
Mm-hmm. A small flying insect that bothers you in summertime and that stings and draws blood is?
Mosquito.
The white things that float around up in the sky are?
Clouds.
Let's see, this building is your?
House.
Okay. I lost it now. Oh, okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word would you use to refer to it?
varmint.
Uh-huh. What animals are included in this term?
Possums or opossums, raccoons.
Anything else?
I
think I heard you refer to the flies as varmints, didn't you? When you were covering,
I probably did.
When
yes.
you were covering up the barbecue
yeah.
stuff. Would you ever call a person a varmint?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I would call a person a varmint.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long, and when we cook it, it curls up like this and it turns
shrimp. Pink.
Say it again.
Shrimp.
Okay. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
shrink.
If you think a sick person has a fever, you might take his
temperature.
Okay.